Ever find yourself like stuck in that work from home rut? You know, like longing for a little bit of that coffee shop buzz, but with, well, maybe fewer distractions and definitely more reliable Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a real struggle.
It is.
And that's why today we're diving into this whole world of shared workspaces to see if they, you know, really live up to the hype.
Yeah.
We're using Shared NZ as kind of our case study here. They've got spots all over New Zealand, and their whole work lives here thing definitely grabbed our attention.
For
But
sure.
is that just like a catchy slogan, or is there something deeper going on here?
What I find really interesting about Shared NZ is how they present their whole, membership thing. It's not just about like, here's a desk, pay us. They're really trying to like curate different experiences.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like take their three main membership options as an example.
Okay, yeah, let's break those down. So we've got the lounge membership, which is what, $123 a month? Seems like a pretty good deal.
It is.
What's that get you exactly?
So that one is all about flexibility. Think of it like as an escape from your home office,
Yes.
right? You get access to all the communal areas, comfy seating, and of course, that super important, reliable internet,
Right.
which, let's be honest, is essential.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, perfect for freelancers or like digital nomads who, just need a change of scenery without like totally breaking the bank.
Makes sense. And then there's the part-time innovator membership. And okay, let's be real. Who doesn't want to be called an innovator, right?
Right.
But seriously, what makes that different from just a regular, like, part-time membership?
Well, I think it's a lot about perception, honestly. Like, innovator just sounds so much cooler.
Yeah, it does. It
And
does.
it kind of evokes this sense of, creativity and forward thinking. And for $435 a month,
Yeah.
you basically get a desk for about 3 days a week. So it's ideal for those folks who maybe split their time between different projects, different clients, or even, at juggling work life and personal life.
Yeah, so it's like having a consistent workspace without having to be there like a full 5 days a week.
Exactly.
Okay. And then to round it out, we've got the Hey Hustle full-time membership. That's the priciest one. It's $747 a month. Seems like that's geared towards people who've, you know, who've gone all in on their work, right?
Totally. That's the one for like your established freelancer, your entrepreneur, maybe a small team, who really needed dedicated permanent home base.
Yeah.
It's like having your own office, but with the added bonus of like being part of this dynamic community.
And speaking of community, Shared NZ really plays up those perks that come with the membership. It's not just about like the physical desk itself, right?
Right.
What else is there?
They've got like on-site community managers, meeting and boardrooms, even free tea and coffee.
Oh, nice.
Which, those might seem like small things, but they all add up to this like this bigger picture of creating a supportive, collaborative environment.
It's funny you should say that because I remember one line on their website that really like stuck with me. It said, "Trade the awkward Zoom wave for a handshake."
Well, I like that.
Right?
Yeah. It seems like they're really tapping into that human need for in-person connection, which, let's be honest, can be tough to find in this like increasingly remote world.
Yeah, for sure. And that's where I think you start to see the real value of these shared workspaces, right?
Okay.
They address this like this crucial aspect that honestly I think gets overlooked a lot.
What was that?
The power of that organic in-person interaction.
So it sounds like it's not just about like escaping the home office, right?
Right.
It's about like plugging into this whole network of other people who are, in the same boat as you.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing that really stood out to me on their website was their emphasis on exclusive networking opportunities. What exactly are we talking about there? Well, they've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like they've got events, workshops, even just like casual get-togethers.
Oh, cool.
And they're all designed to like encourage members to actually connect with each other, maybe collaborate on something, and just, learn from one another.
Right, yeah.
Because they get it, right? Like they understand that surrounding yourself with the right people can be huge, especially for freelancers or entrepreneurs who, let's face it, they often end up like navigating that whole business world kind of solo.
Totally. And you know, there's something to be said for just like being in a space where those chance encounters can happen, right? Where you might overhear something or, I don't know, strike up a conversation that sparks a new idea.
Oh, for sure.
I remember reading a testimonial on their website from this one member, and she was saying how she landed her biggest client just by chatting with someone at the coffee machine. Like, come on, you can't beat that.
Exactly. That's the beauty of
It's
it.
awesome.
It's the power of shared experience,
Yeah.
And Sheridan Z really leverages that whole aspect, especially with how they've designed their, like, their physical locations. Each one is a little different, catering to, you know, a slightly different kind of worker, which I think is pretty cool.
Right. Let's talk about that, because they've got the Taranga location, which they call the city of your future. Then there's Hamilton, the innovation hub. And then, of course, Papamoa with that whole beachside business vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like they're not just offering workspaces. It's like they're offering lifestyles, too.
That's a great way to put it. And it's smart, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By creating these distinct, like, identities for each location, they're tapping into what people, you know, what people want. Like, their aspirations. So, for example, Taranga, with all its talk about, like, growth and opportunity,
right,
that's going to attract a certain type of person.
Right. Like the go-getters.
Exactly. Yeah. While Hamilton, being the innovation hub, you know, that's more for the people on the cutting edge of their industries.
And then you've got Papamoa, which is like, come on, beachside business.
Right. Who wouldn't want a bit of that?
But just screams work-life balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all about finding your people, right? Finding your tribe. And to drive that home even further, they've got all these testimonials from actual members on their website.
Mm-hmm.
There's Ginny, who loves, like, the energy of hot desking in Taranga. And then there's Matt, who found Hamilton was the perfect spot for his company's AGM.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then there's Wade, who really appreciates the convenience and the meeting rooms at the Papamoa location.
It's nice to, like, put a face to the name. You know, it makes these places feel way more relatable and way less like, you know, just sterile office buildings.
Absolutely. Sheridan Z understands that at the end of the day, people connect with stories and experiences.
Right.
So by showcasing all these, like, these different experiences of their actual members, they're showing you just how versatile their spaces can be. And the idea that you can find your own version of, you know, their whole work lives here thing.
I love that.
But it's not just about, like, the physical space itself, right? There's this whole other layer of, like, intangible benefits that comes with being part of a community like this.
So we've talked about the memberships, the perks, the community vibe, even how they've branded each location. But let's be real for a sec.
Yeah.
The big question for anyone listening is probably, is this whole shared workspace thing, you know, right for me?
It's the million-dollar question, right? And honestly, there's no magic answer that fits everyone.
Right.
It really depends on, like, how you work best, your personality, even what you're trying to achieve professionally.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, if you're someone who, I don't know, you thrive on being around other people, you love that social interaction,
yeah,
and you're the kind of person who, like, at home, you get constantly distracted by, I don't know, the fridge, the TV, whatever.
The siren song of the fridge, right?
Exactly. Then, yeah, a shared workspace could be amazing for you. But UT, on the flip side,
right,
if you're more of a, like, a lone wolf, you know, you do your best work solo, in your quiet little cocoon, noise-canceling headphones on, the whole bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it might not be the right fit. It all comes down to, like, what environment lets you do your best work.
100%. And for some people, that IS being around that energy, that buzz of a shared space.
Yeah.
But for others, even within a co-working space, they might find, like, a quiet corner where they can focus, but they're still, you know, part of something bigger.
Totally. It's about having options, right? And let's not forget about the whole flexibility thing.
Oh, huge.
Because one thing Sheridan Z really pushes is that, unlike a traditional office lease, you're not locked in long term.
Right.
They've got all these different peers, so you can figure out what works best for you. And I feel like that's going to be so appealing to, like, freelancers, entrepreneurs, anyone who just needs that adaptability.
Oh, absolutely. It's about having the freedom to, like, adjust as your work life changes, which, let's be honest, it does for a lot of us these days.
Constantly, right.
Exactly. And the best part is, a lot of these places, Sheridan Z included, they offer trial days. Or you can just do a tour, see what it's like.
Oh, that's smart.
So you're not just taking their word for it, right?
Yeah.
You can get in there, feel the vibe, and be like, okay, is this ME? Does this actually work with how I operate?
Yeah. It's a low-risk way to, like, dip your toes in the water, see if you like it.
Exactly.
It seems like, at the end of the day, these shared workspaces, they're not just a fad, you know? They're here to stay.
I think so, yeah.
They're clearly responding to how people work now, offering this mix of productivity, community, inspiration. And honestly, that's hard to find anywhere else.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, as you're thinking about your own work life, what makes you tick, ask yourself, could a shared workspace help me hit my goals in a way I haven't even thought of yet? You never know until you try it.
Right. Ditching the sweatpants for a shared workspace might be the thing that unlocks, like, your full potential. Who knows? And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of shared workspaces. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those creative sparks flying.